Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll mix in a little sports here on the show as well, Paul. K-State last night plays Illinois. I thought, again, you don't like to lose, but I don't come out of that game feeling poorly. K-State played a couple of tough teams in Arkansas and Illinois. Illinois bounced back from, you know, what they would call certainly a disappointing performance for them in that loss against Cincinnati. And all they did was come out and shoot 52% from the field and 46% from three. K-State just couldn't overcome that. And, you know, K-State was right there in the game, but Illinois came out with its hair on fire and shot the lights out. That, you know, K-State in that situation is going to be overmatched.
Well, and I don't know how this bodes for Big 12 play, but the manner of which they've lost these last two games, they're going to face teams that are, quite frankly, better than Arkansas and better than Illinois in the Big 12. That's for sure. Numerous teams, and so I don't know how this bodes. But it's early. You play these kind of games. There's a reason you play these kind of games. There's a reason you play the Illinois and the Arkansas and not just cupcakes all the way around to figure out where you're at and what you need to do. So time will tell. I'm not sure that anybody involved in Cat Nation at this point is pushing the panic button. I don't think you should push the panic button. We've seen enough from both of those games to know that, you know, there's something there, that there will be something there, whether it's the bench play, whether it's that you got to shoot the ball better, which is probably a big part of it. But don't worry yet. This is not the time to push the panic button. The season is still young, and it's a team that's feeling its way along, trying to identify just exactly who they are. And I think it will bode well playing a couple of teams like this early on for Big 12 play. I don't know if that's the right analysis.
I think
but
it
that's
will,
the
too.
Sense, that's and again, the sense no, I get. They I, have I, things that are good.
Well, it's, you know, when we evaluate these games for K-State, they mean far less than they do for, say, Wichita State, because Wichita State's trying to pick up resume wins. K-State isn't going to likely need resume wins because they're going to get all they can, you know, take and handle out of being in the Big 12.
Correct. Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, for K-State, you finish 6th, 7th in the Big 12, you're going to be in the tournament most likely. That's, you know, those are the goals for them because you'll play enough quality games in the conference. So K-State's just trying to get better. They're just trying to, you know, they're just trying to improve a little bit, find a groove. There's not as much pressure on them to win these games. So, you know, I've been through, what are we through now, 4 games with K-State? Look, I feel pretty good about the Wildcats basketball team this year. I mean, I think I feel as good as I thought I would.
Well, let's
right?
not get they're, too they're, overblown on that.
No,
I mean,
that's not what I mean. Concerns. What I mean is expectations.
Oh, okay, I
think they're right on par with expectations, and I still think 4 games in that they're a bubble team, that they're going to contend for a spot in the tournament, which is what I thought coming into the year. Nothing that they've done has told me that they can't be that. A loss to Illinois and a loss to Arkansas, 2 top 15 teams, certainly doesn't tell me that. And they hung right with both of them. All right, hour number 2, we got Brian Haney. We're going to try and catch on the runway, so bear with us on that. We'll be tracking him down a little bit. So we'll track down Brian Haney. I want to hear about his thoughts on Gonzaga, where KU would, you know, match up with them if we were just taking a total guess on that right now. We've got to talk NFL football. College coaches getting paid. And thankful for their work, I'm sure, and thankful that 3 big-time jobs came available. That's a good time to get a raise, apparently. We'll talk about it all. Hour number 2 on Sports Daily. If you miss anything, you can always catch us on the Odyssey app. Listen to KFH Radio from anywhere. Make sure you favorite KFH on the app. Do that. Let's give away some tickets too, Jad, as we go into the second hour. Joe Rogan's Sacred Clown Tour coming to Wichita next week in Trust Bank Arena, December 3rd, 8 o'clock. Let's give away a pair of tickets right now to our third caller, 869-1240. Go see Joe Rogan on Us. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.